Welcome to week 3, day 4 in the Firm Foundation class. Who I am in Christ Jesus. I am significant. We're going to read the passage for the day, Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Now let's read 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? In other words, I am God's temple. Now let's read Ephesians 3:12. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I can approach God with freedom and confidence. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. So I can do what? One thing, something, no, everything through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. The only place we will find any purpose or significance is in our relationship with the Lord. He made us for a purpose, and if we will stay in his will, we will automatically arrive at our destiny. So few people feel significant in today's automated society, but you are extremely important to God. Even the hairs on your head are numbered. The God who created the universe actually takes the time to daily watch over every aspect of your life and take care of you. When we were dead in our sins, we believed we were insignificant, and many of us acted as though we were worth very little. But now we have the sure knowledge that we are invaluable to God, even worth the death of his only begotten Son, and we need to learn how to live as the precious children we are. Today, as you pray to the Lord, begin to see that God loves you and remember you're special to him, with the thought in mind that you are significant in the eyes of the Creator of all things.